This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for May the 3rd. Today's Bible verse is from the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 21. I'm reading from the Voice translation. It says there, "Take a close look at everything, test it, and then cling to what is good." End of quote. Stephen Covey was an American educator, author, businessman, and a keynote speaker. He said this, "Most of us spend too much time on what is urgent and not enough time on what is important." End of quote. You see, we often give attention to urgent matters, but not necessarily important matters. Most of us spend too much time on urgent matters. Every one of us has 24 hours a day. You see, no one has more than or less than 24 hours a day. Life becomes busier as you grow into adulthood. Your career, spouse, children, parents, church, and the list goes on. How do you manage your time wisely and most effectively? People generally think they do not have enough time to finish doing all they are required to do, don't they? We are unable to do all the things and meet all people's expectations. You see, often this results in sadness. Remember, God knows this, and the truth is this, listen, He does not expect you to do all things. Our today's Bible insight says, take a close look at everything, test it, then cling to what is good. End of quote. You are expected to take a look and evaluate everything and then cling to do what is good. To prioritize, you need to figure out what are the most important matters. Certain things last for a long time or forever. You need to evaluate what is valuable and not valuable, what lasts long and what does not last long. First thing should always come first. Second thing should come second. Third should come third, etc. What is the most worthwhile and valuable matter? When you think about it, you know there is no guarantee that you would see next year, next day, or even the next 1 hour. Therefore, it is essential you need to prepare for the last day, for death and eternity. This is especially true this time when world faced with a pandemic. Bible says in Amos 4:12, prepare to meet your God. You see, God created, designed, and fashioned you inside the womb of your mother, Psalm 139. And He gave breath into your nostrils. He knows how long you are going to live here, but you do not know. Your life is a gift from God. You belong to God, and one day when you would die, you meet God who gave your life on this planet Earth. See, preparation for death to meet God must be the number one priority of your life right now. How do I prepare to meet God is by accepting Jesus Christ into your life, because God gave His one and only Son, Jesus, to die in your place for all of your sins, to reconcile you with Him. When you repent of your sins and place your faith and trust in Jesus, then you are prepared to meet God at the time of your death, not based on your good karma or works, but because Christ paid for your sins and you accepted Him, the most valuable gift you could ever receive in your lifetime. Secondly, God gave you the capacity to choose. Bible says in the book of Job 34, 3 to 4, the ear tests the words it hears, just as the mouth distinguishes between foods. So let us discern for ourselves what is right. Let us learn together what is good. End of quote. You see, your ear tests the word you hear, doesn't it? Your mouth distinguishes different types of food, doesn't it? In the same way, you choose for yourself what is right and learn to do what is good. Remember, you cannot do all things. You cannot please all people. God does not expect it either. He wants you to test and discern what is worthwhile and important. You discover what is important for your life now. Did you ever take time to sit down and make a note of what is the first important thing, the second important thing, and the third and the fourth important things in your life? Even if you do only a few things, that must bring glory to God and help others to know and experience God. You see, your first allegiance must be to God and His kingdom. This is what I know for sure, because Jesus said, and it is recorded in Matthew chapter 6, He said, "Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well." You must know you have the freedom and capacity to prioritize things in your life. Take a close look, then discern what is more valuable. Reading the Bible, prayer, counsel of good Christians would help you to figure out correctly the most important and worthwhile things for your life. Then invest your time and energy into those items. You need to decide and choose what is important to you. Then only you would be able to do what you want to do with your life. Do not worry about too many things that can potentially destroy, distract your peace and joy in the Lord. Focus on God's essentials and important matters. Focus on healthy and uplifting relationships and those who can build you up spiritually. You see, there are so many people, even closer people, that can distract and destroy your freedom in Jesus Christ. You would figure out their words and attitudes can hurt and bruise you. Prayerfully move on with God's plan and God's people who would love and encourage you to focus on God's high calling in your life. You have the freedom in Christ to build your life based on God's unique fashioning and calling for your life. Beloved, God, a moment for today's prayer. Pray after me. Father in heaven, give me the discerning ability to choose the right and good things in my life. I know the first important thing is accepting your gift, Jesus Christ, who died, rose again in my place, for all of my sins and mistakes. I understand I have the capacity and freedom to choose. Lord, help me to choose the most worthwhile things which would bring maximum glory to you in my short life here on this planet Earth. Help me to invest for eternity. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.